Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Hey, and aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to start by talking to Mo in Florida. Aloha. Mo, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Thank you for everything, really. You've got a great show, and you talk like it is. I like everybody that calls in, I really feel like we're living in parallel universes or something. Everybody knows that this Iran thing is insane. It makes no sense. It's an Israel, one of Israel's, enemies that we're supposed to go, like you say, throw the babies on the bayonets. I live in Florida, and this, I know Cotton's from Arkansas, but these senators and the ones in Florida, Rubio and, our governor, they're... What is going on here, Michael? I watched the rally, and I don't even watch Trump since. I'm like you. I voted for him, hoping what his rhetoric would he would stay true to what he said. But he's a total Zionist sellout. I mean, and in that rally in Orlando, I mean, those people were going crazy. He raised, what was it, $24 million. Yeah. Everything's wonderful. Not one sign. Yeah, they yelled, shut down, CNN sucks and whatever. Not one sign that said, America first, not Israel first. Now, one sign, I mean, what is going on here, Michael? If it wasn't for you, I mean, you and a few other people, Ron Paul, I put you right up there with them. I don't get it. How is it possible that this stuff is so evident? That what's going on here? That you see this Netanyahu just laughing, and they got the Golan Heights with Trump Heights, and it's all a big joke. Don't the Jewish people I know, The Jewish family, they don't want this. They know, they don't believe in the temple and the Moshiach and all this. They don't want this. We are pushing buttons for, like you say, and you're 100% right. I mean, I don't know where Russia is. I don't know where Putin is. I'm sorry, I don't mean to ramble on, but we're playing with nuclear war here, and these people are rallying for Trump, and he's controlled by Sheldon Adelson. And these senators, what I don't get, Mike, and I'll shut up, because I want your response, but how can they, they're so blatant, it must be like, I don't know, how can they do this after all these wars? Everything, like you said, since the Maine or the Lusitania or the Gulf of Tonkin, everybody knows, they got the internet. All they got to do is look it up. They're all false flags. Even if this wasn't a false flag in Iran, they set it up to be a false flag. This is what they want. This Senator Cotton, he's eager to shoot first and ask questions later. I mean, these people are crazy, Mike. Is this a parallel universe? Am I, what's going on here?
Well, I mean, you've got this cabal that wants war, and they are now in control of the U.S. war machine. Which means they're in control of you, because the government's authority over the people resides in its war powers. So basically, they're taking the attitude, we're in charge, we know that we need to have another war on Iran, so let's just move forward with it. And to keep the American people comfortable, we're going to put on this theater presentation called the Trump Rally, where he's obviously well-loved by the population. Then we're going to put on this other theater presentation called Iran Has Attacked Us, and then we'll just move forward from there.
Yeah, I guess, but everybody has the internet, so they're just so brainwashed, they can't look for the truth. Don't they realize that there's going to be this Iran is no Iraq, and whether Putin backs them up or whatever, this would be worse than Vietnam ever was. I mean, we could nuke the whole country, and that would not be the end of it. So what's the end game here? They're not going to intimidate Iran to back down. There's no way. I think the sentiment worldwide is that the Americans are the aggressors. We're the evil yes. empire. Not me yes. and you, not the good American people, just like not the good Jewish people. You know, but the good Jews and the Christians got to wake up and stop this, because this, like you say, cabal, these Zionists, these Chabad yep. Lubavitch, like Jared Kushner is, these Talmud followers, they're nuts. They're insane. And they don't, I don't think, I think they really deep down believe they're going to bring on their Messiah. And what? We're all going to be Goyim serfs? That ain't going to happen. It's going to be a nuclear war and a lot of dead people. Sometimes I really think, Michael, one thing you're wrong about, aliens must be in charge of this, because you can't do this. There must be something going on behind the scenes we don't know about, because this is never before. Like you said, the Soviet Union had their fax machines and they communicated. We got everything right here. We can find out what's going on. How come they're still? How does he get these rallies? How do they do this without? You know, you can't pull the wool over people's eyes when it's right there in their fingertips. They can find out what's really going on. Every one of these false flags.
Well, I mean, hang on a second. He's got this. He's got the advantage of his stardom. These rallies are not about seeing Donald Trump, the candidate. They're about seeing the president of the United States of America. And how many times have you actually, with your own eyes, seen a president of the United States of America? I saw Richard Nixon once, but he wasn't president at the time. He was over at my grandfather's house for some turkey nip. But other than that, I've never actually seen or met a president in real life. And that's a strong pull.
Yeah. Close as I came is I campaigned for Ron Paul both times. And I shook his hand, and I was like, shake the hand, shift the hand of Ron Paul. He's the closest you can get to non-aggressive policy, a true constitutionalist, non-interventionist, and you know what they did to him. But I don't know, Mike, I guess I'm ranting here. I can't believe this is happening. After Vietnam, one of my best friends had his legs blown off in Vietnam.
Yes.
I didn't go, luckily. I missed that one. But, you know, we lost over 50,000. What? Are you kidding me? They're actually, these aircraft carriers are sitting ducks. Come on. That's old technology. And I know that's why they're kind of keeping them away from there. But there's something missing here, Mike. I honestly think there's something. There's no logic to this at all. I know there never is with war. But once you have the information available, and everybody does, anybody can look up the Gulf of Tonkin. Anybody can look up weapons of mass destruction BS. Anybody can do this on their cell phone. And there should be no chance of this. Anybody that even raises a question of a war with Iran should be arrested, should be interrogated should be put in an insane asylum. Now, I'm sorry, Mike, I didn't mean to rant on, but I see this happening, and sometimes I think I'm dreaming, you know?
It's scary. It's scary. Claire's feeling exactly the same way that you are. I mean, she's out there saying, I can see this coming on, and there's no way to stop it, and it's going to wind up a very bad thing for both sides. Anyway, Stuart, we're going to let you go, and we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. And back to Paul in Montana. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mr. Rivero, good afternoon. Two quirky little things. Number one, how come we never hear of the Fisk, the Israel first Fisk columnist within our government bureaucracies? We never hear numbers concerning those people. And number two, all of the stuff that we're seeing in mainstream media is for the 88% of the proletariat that would follow, you know, anybody that they tell to follow. But the fifth columnist, the Israeli first bureaucrats within our government, why do we hear so little about them? Thank you, and I'll be listening to you.
Oh, well, the reason is very simple, and that is because they don't want to be seen. they don't want the American people to know about their influence. And so they'll use their influence in the corporate media to not be talked about. It is that simple. They work best when they remain in secrecy. They work best in the dark. And here in the independent media, we are now trying to pull them into the light so that people see what's going on, and that we, the American people, are no longer in charge of our own country, that we are, in fact, now conscripts and mercenaries for a foreign government. Okay, let's see. I'm going to go back here to Stuart in Florida. Aloha, Stuart. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I don't know if you're aware of it, but the Hezbollah has said that if Iran is attacked, they will consider it an attack on them. And I got the impression they would attack Israel, which would probably be the best course for them. The thing is, the Israelis are very tough with their air force, but with all the rockets and missiles that are high, sounds like they're high precision now, that Hezbollah has, if they took out the airfields, or at least invaded Israel, it would almost neutralize their strong point, which is the air force. I mean, they would be reduced if they had the planes to bombing their own country. And as the previous caller mentioned, I think it was Mark, the Israeli army they're very good at shooting and arresting unarmed women and children and men. But when it comes to a serious force, they're not very good. And on another subject, I think the Russians are really making a wrong move by holding back. They should be stepping in, because this has tremendous implications for them in terms of the Muslim radicals infiltrating into southern Russia and causing havoc, as well as disrupting the whole Belt and Road initiative. So with that, I'll wait for your thoughts.
All right. Well, I disagree with your comment about Russia shouldn't be holding back. Putin continues to be the only real adult on the global stage, and whether it was the deal he made with Syria for Assad to surrender his chemical weapons, or any of the other things he's done, Putin's goal is obviously to not let this rush to war get out of control, because if it does, everybody's going to suffer for it. The United States will suffer for it, Russia will suffer for it, China will suffer for it, the whole Middle East will suffer for it, Europe will suffer for it, and Putin is trying very hard not to let that happen. So I agree with the fact that they are holding back, and they're going with, I guess, what you could call a minimalist approach to foreign policy, which is just the bare minimum needed to hold off U.S. hegemony like they did in Syria. Just a few missiles here and there, and it just changed the dynamic. So I think that's really what's going on there. But it is... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, the thing is, a show of force like they did off the coast of Syria a year or two ago could be enough to back off the whole situation and back the U.S. off. And I don't know if I wanted to say, I think a show of force could prevent the whole thing from happening.
It may be time for one, and we've got a story coming up that may indicate this is about to happen. Anyway, Stuart, we're going to let you go, and we're going to switch over to Robert in Spain. Aloha, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I've called several times already. One thing I wanted to say, specifically to the people listening, is that what we should try to understand, or maybe we should clarify, is that the main reason these parasitical Zionists that have managed to grip the U.S. government and everything and the banks and everything since so long ago They're not Christians, so I don't know why the Christians are supporting them. And that's the thing. They're Talmudic Babylonians or something like that. They're some psychopath kind
well,
of
it has,
weird
it has
cult,
to go,
you know?
It goes back to something called the Scofield Bible, which has been used, and Israel has played this beautifully. They have basically co-opted American Christians into thinking that Israel's Jews and American Christians are working together for the same common goal, which is to bring about the end times and the return of the Messiah. I've met a lot of Christian Zionists, and they're just as fanatical in their beliefs as anybody else who's caught up in religion. But it was a brilliant, brilliant strategy on the part of Israel.
So there's no way to wake them up, so we are doomed, right?
Well, we're doomed from a lot of different directions here, and maybe some of them will wake up. I mean, after a while, you know, fanaticism can be very tiring, and sometimes people just say, oh, you know, I really don't want to deal with this anymore, and they just walk away. We know that overall in this country, church attendance is in decline because people are just getting tired of all this. And again, I was raised congregationalist. It didn't stick. So I think this use of religion as a motivator may have come to its sell-by date. I mean, it was certainly a great motivator in World War I and World War II, and certainly in the Crusades, where everybody was out there saying, yes, I'm going to go on out, and when I'm finished swinging my sword, I'll be up there in heaven with Jesus or Allah or whoever.
Right.
So
maybe that's
days,
why they're going.
These days, I think more and more people going into the war zones are realizing that these stories about heaven and afterlife are just metaphors, and it's there to give them psychological strength and make them willing to risk their lives to carry out their military duties. But I think fewer and fewer are falling for it.
Right, right. Yeah, but, you know, they managed to convince the whole base there to support them. And basically they just, you know, doomed the country, doomed the whole planet. But no, I just wanted to say that, and maybe that's why now they're shutting off everybody, right? Shutting everybody's voice out of the internet, out of everywhere. So, you know, they're scared.
Well,
maybe
they're shutting down opposition to the wars.
Yeah.
They're shutting down opposition to vaccines. They're shutting down opposition to GMOs. And, of course, they're shutting down conservative voices.
Right, exactly. Okay, Mike, that's all I wanted to say. Cheers, man. Good night.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. And, Dustin, I'm probably going to have to take you through this next commercial break. What is on your mind?
Yeah, that was Pete from Los Angeles who said Israel. They got smanked by Hezbollah. They learned the hard way when Hezbollah sent those Merkavas to the grave, you know, and that's Hezbollah. You're not dealing with the Iranian Republican Guard now, you know, and other specialty groups. So this is a different war altogether, you know, but this is, you know, like all those people who went to see Trump. Yeah, he's a rock star. You know, people go to concerts to view this kind of, you know, a chance to see somebody like that, you know. But unfortunately, most of those people, they don't go to your website or call in who went to that, you know, or they don't go on Zero Hedge. And they're not really, I hate to say it, critical thinking skill people, you know. I mean, it's just a sad thing, you know. It's like the evangelicals, the same thing. Like, they're taught, that's why they're radical. Like, they're taught to believe one way. You won't, like, previous, you're not going to change these people's minds, just like the neoliberal. They're taught from birth to believe this. You ain't going to change their way.
And if you abandon that belief, you are going to go to the dark regions upon your death.
Yeah. And Mike, on the other caller, he says, like, if Iran gets attacked, they should attack Israel. You attack Saudi Arabia and the oil fields. What the oil fields is the.
All right, Dustin,
basically
hold that thought. Dustin, hold that thought. We got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no weight, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And once again, a reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network needs your generous support or we are not going to be here any longer. And that is the plain, absolute truth. So if you can help out, and there's no such thing as too small a donation, every little tiny bit helps. The postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can pledge a credit or debit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. Okay, going on back to Dustin in New Jersey, and just pick up where you left off.
Yeah, the listener says they should hit it. Israel's, I mean, what are you going to hit in Israel that's of strategic value? Nothing. There's really nothing there that's, you got to hit the oil fields in Saudi Arabia, because that's what,
I would disagree with you. I would disagree with you. I would say that hitting Israel's weapons factories, and especially that one at Dimona, would absolutely cripple that nation.
Yeah, but wouldn't hitting the oil fields hurt the petrodollar and would make the world knows Saudi Arabia is not a good country. You know,
yes.
Even though we're all told Iran is the evil one, this flavor of the month. But like, but by Saudi Arabia's oil going offline, you know, 20% of the world's, or maybe more, come from Saudi Arabia. Who's going to fill that gap? Everybody's going to blame the United States for initiating this war. But at the in the meantime, the petrodollar, wouldn't that get hurt? Because OPEC would probably be in turmoil. So I'm just talking strategically, you know.
Yeah, I imagine so. I mean, there's no question it would disrupt oil traffic. It could lead to a recession. It could lead to dry pumps at the gas station. It's a very reckless situation. Now, of course, the United States has been developing their oil industry over the last decade. And if war with Iran shuts off oil coming through the Gulf, well, then I'm sure the United States would be perfectly happy to sell oil and gas to those countries that used to buy it from Iran.
What happens if one of our pipeline, like say the pipeline from the tar sands in Canada gets sabotaged, or one of the refineries of heavy crude in Texas gets sabotaged? How many refineries do you think it would take in this country to be sabotaged or taken down for maybe a month or two to really make an impact? Like, what would happen to this country on fueling our own economy? Because, you know, we're a consumption-based economy, right? So
yes.
We use a lot of, what do we use, 40 million barrels of oil a day or something like that.
You know,
and we don't produce enough to fulfill our obligations here. That's why we have to bring in oil from Saudi Arabia. Yeah, we don't have enough. We consume too much. But
yes.
Throw in the rest of the world consuming Saudi oil, I think, yeah. I mean, yeah, so Israel does have Dimona and stuff, but I'm talking for, like, with the petrodollar, per se. You'll engulf the world at this point, you know, and then maybe the world will say, you know what, enough. Enough of this, you know, like, because I don't think they'll say enough of this if you just hit Israel. I mean, Iran has the capability to really hurt Saudi Arabia if Saudi Arabia wants to go. Because Saudi Arabia don't have a real army. It's all mercenaries.
Yep.
You know, all Sudanese.
Plus, you know, they're exhausted. They're exhausted from their war against Yemen. Their supplies are drawn down. And I think if Iran is attacked, if the U.S. goes on in and bombs one of their nuclear facilities, I think Iran is probably going to try and close the Straits of Hormuz, and that will cause all kinds of economic upheaval all over the globe.
And I'm just going to leave you with this, Mike. Iran's also got submarines. So Saudi Arabia, how are they going to fill up tankers? You know what I mean? Like, with oil. They're not. You know, so this is a dangerous game. You know, I mean, there's a lot of different things going on. You know, it's like, I just feel sorry for the people like cheerleading for Trump because they just don't understand. You know, I'm not just talking about the Christians, just the people who think Trump's going to fix stuff. And I just saw, Mike, 1,000 people are trickling over the border per day, and nothing, Mike, nothing is stopping them from, he's not stopping them, there's no wall, there's nothing going on in this country, Jesus. I mean, they're talking about reparations the other day. I mean,
well, I know they're talking about reparations, and of course, Trump, as part of his campaign, came on out and promised that millions of illegal immigrants who failed to show up for their court dates are going to be rounded up and deported. And as I said when it first came on out, I'll believe it when I see it, because right now we have a central federal government that is all talk and no action. It's all hat, no cattle. And yeah, that's one of the reasons why I think we are an empire in decline. Anyway, Dustin, got to let you go. Got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers
and aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, the United States maintains a list of countries that recruit and use child soldiers. And apparently, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, overruling experts in the field, has blocked the inclusion of Saudi Arabia on that list, despite experts' findings that the Saudi Arabian coalition has been using underage fighters in Yemen's civil war. But they're our friends, so we'll just look the other way. All right, story coming on out of Press TV. The U.S. government has obtained intelligence that Saudi Arabia has significantly escalated its ballistic missile program with the help of China. So now Saudi Arabia has long-range missiles for everybody to get nervous about. Over in the Mediterranean, Spain is continuing to refuel Russian ships despite pressure from NATO to just not do business with people we don't like. And apparently, Spain is also out there saying it's time for Great Britain to leave Gibraltar. The Spanish ambassador to the United Nations, Augustin Santos Maravar, called out the UK for their military installations in Gibraltar during a scathing speech to the UN Committee on Decolonization. Now, that was going to be a big issue for Brexit when Britain leaves the European Union, whenever that happens. Would Gibraltar be considered part of the newly independent Great Britain, or would they still be part of Spain? Well, maybe this is Spain's way of dealing with the crisis. Speaking about Spain, Vox, which is an anti-immigration party, has 24 seats in the Spanish Parliament and 3 in the European Parliament. And for some unknown reason, YouTube suspended their account. There's been no explanation, and Vox is demanding an explanation from YouTube, saying, why did you do that? Well, it's because the liberals, of which YouTube is many, they support open borders and immigration. They think it's wonderful. Apparently, the United States is sending $250 million in lethal aid to Ukraine. That's a funny phrase, lethal aid. Why don't they just say weapons? So it's important that we all make sacrifices so that Ukraine can get more sniper rifles, rocket-propelled grenade launchers, and other high-tech weaponry to fight those evil Ruskies. So, apparently, Vladimir Putin's early June 2019 summit in Moscow with the People's Republic of China President Xi Jinping seems likely to have a disproportionate influence on the next phases of the crisis unfolding in the greater Middle East and therefore on the future of the region. Basically, the escalating confrontation between Iran and the U.S. is both influencing and influenced by the megatrends set by Russia and the People's Republic of China. Basically, Russia and China see that it's no longer a unipolar world. It's gone back to being a multipolar world. There's the United States, there's Russia, there's China, there's a few others. Now, those protests over in Hong Kong, they were just monstrous. A 2 million strong march. And when it was all over, they did something rather amazing that, frankly, you do not see here in the United States. The marchers stayed overnight to clean up the streets. When the sun came up the next morning, there was a scrap of trash. So, good for them. I've been to demonstrations, I've been to parades where it's all over and there's just all kinds of trash all over the place, and the attitude is, oh, let the city pick it up. Alrighty. Everyone's always talking about special relations, our special relationship with Great Britain, our special relationship with Israel. Well, that last one is the only one that matters right now. And having given his blessing to all of Jerusalem as Israeli property, and now handing Golan to Israel's possession, Donald Trump has undermined the entire foundation of the Land for Peace deal enshrined in Security Council Resolution 242. And Israel is understandably happy. They got the land. They're not having to make peace. This is another gift to Netanyahu for his election. All right. The Israeli international TV channel I-24 News last week aired a call for the total ethnic cleansing of the Palestinian people. And British far-right demagogue Katie Hopkins stated there will never, ever be a two-state solution. Israel will become the super force here. You will have to have a one-state solution. There will not be peace in Israel until you remove the people who don't belong there. Well, the Palestinians have been sitting on that ground for a very, very long time. Most of the the Jews are recent immigrants here. Now, back in 1967, as it turns out, Israel established a committee looking for ways to encourage Palestinians to emigrate immediately after occupying the West Bank of their own free will. And according to Plus 972 magazine, the discovery was made by Omri Shafer Raviv, a PhD student in the Department of Jewish History at Hebrew University. The study uses official government documents from the 67 war and its aftermath that have only recently been declassified. And the documents uncovered show that mere weeks after the Six-Day War, Israel enlisted teams of academics in the country to find ways to encourage Palestinians to emigrate from the newly occupied territories. And obviously it didn't work. The Palestinians, they cling to their land. It's part of their personality here. So, all right. Israeli forces yesterday demolished a structure which they're describing as an agricultural purposes structure, meaning it's a barn. But they demolished a barn and uprooted a number of olive trees in the village of Kusra near northern West Bank city of Nablus. And apparently the barn was demolished last November. Its owners rebuilt it again. But, of course, Israel refused to issue them a permit to rebuild the barn. So the Israeli forces came in and demolished it along with those olive trees. And remember, it takes 10 years after planting an olive tree before you get saleable product out of it. So this is a major hit on these farmers. One of our callers called on in about this. Israel plans to purchase 8 Boeing KC-46 Pegasus aircraft from the U.S. to replace the Israeli Air Force's current fleet, which includes the aging KC-130 Hercules and the converted Boeing 707s. And apparently the United States Air Force only started receiving the Pegasus earlier this year. So Israel's getting it almost as fast as our own people. Now, before, these U.S. aircraft were being used by Israel was considered a loan or a rent. These are outright purchased, these Pegasus aircraft here. Okay, up in Germany, there is a music festival that disinvited American rapper Talib Kweli because of his support of boycott, divestment, and sanctions. And was called the Open Source Festival. It's in Dusseldorf. So PACMI, the Palestinian Campaign for the Academic and Cultural Boycott of Israel, is now calling for other artists to cancel their performances at this festival to show solidarity with Kweli. They might get a few of them here. Earlier in the week, we reported that former Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi died in the court building shortly after one of his hearings. And apparently a lot of people are very suspicious about what happened, and they have a right to be, because apparently Morsi knew a lot of things which were threatening to come on out during this trial. And apparently Morsi was left unconscious on the floor for 20 minutes before any first aid or medical attention was brought about. So everybody's out there saying, who killed Mohamed Morsi? And he was Egypt's first democratically elected president in a very, very long time. And now it looks like he's going to be the last. So the man who deposed him, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, will never allow for an international investigation. El-Sisi is ruling Egypt in the manner and style of the ancient pharaohs. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Jesse in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Doing okay.
Okay, thanks for taking my call. I've called a couple of times already. This is my third time calling. I was just going to talk about immigration and how, you know, I'm from Texas, so I live here in the States. And I've listened to your show a couple of times ago, like a couple of days ago, and we were talking about how we are losing the country. And I'm afraid it's already gone. It's already gone. The liberalism is completely out of control. You cannot say what you want. It's almost like when, you know, back in the day when people said things like Jesus or, you know, stuff like that, people will go, ooh. It's like that whenever you say anything, whether it be a joke about a chubby person or about somebody's mother. And I'm not saying, it's just a joking thing, you know? I'm just, you know, trying to joke around, live in the mood, you know, we're all at work or whatever. But you can't because of those policies. And it's not people older than me, and I'm 27. It's usually people younger than me and about my age that are so, everything offends them.
Yep.
And I'm sorry I got off topic, but the immigration thing. At my job, that's all there is. Unless they're working in upper management or waiting jobs, stuff like that. Other than that, you got your dishwashers, you got your cooks, you got your preparation people, you got, you know, everything else, and all that. There is not one American citizen there anymore. I'm probably the last one. And I struggle almost every day keeping my job, you know, not fighting with these people. And I don't go to work just trying to fight with these people, you know, because everybody's trying to make a living. But it seems like they kind of don't don't care about us at all. They think our women are, you know, floozies, that all they want to do is sleep around, you know. And it's almost like they're being racist towards us, and we can't say nothing back, you know, calling people things like weto, and basically that's calling a person a white, like, hey, white boy, you know what I'm saying? If you flip the script and said that about a black person, you know, you'd probably be in jail, people busting the windows and all kinds of stuff. You can't say that even about, you know, these illegal immigrants. You can't even say that word at my job, because if you do, you know, everybody turns around and you probably get a knife stuck in your back or something. And I'm not even playing. There's a house down my street, and you can call it, and nobody can rent it. It's not for rent. See, what they're doing is they're bringing immigrants, legal. They put them in this house. I could see it right down the street from where I'm living. And they bring in people, and they'll live there about a good 3 to 6 months, and then they'll take off, and then you see a new group of people. And it's like a front house or something. I don't know, because people are there, but it's never the same people. And it's always moving, like there's always traffic stuff. Always kind of, I'm just saying, Mike, we're done. It's over. You know, unless everybody stops going to work, stops going to Walmart, stops going to, you know, whatever, we need to stop consuming. That's a big thing, I think. All this consumption, like you said, we're wasting. We waste so much stuff. You know, we need to stop and just think about what we're doing right now, because anymore and we're finished.
Yes. Well, I'm in agreement with you. I mean, this country is certainly not what it was when I was younger, and it's headed in a very bad direction. And I don't see anybody in a position of power and authority and control who seems intent on diverting course or applying the brakes. Certainly during the campaigns, they'll say that's what they want to do. But I think we all learned a very hard lesson, both from Obama in 2008 and Trump in 2016, when they both campaigned on ending the wars and bringing folks home. And in both cases, it did not happen.
I got to say, yeah, Trump did bamboozle us. I mean, nothing has been done, and how can you tell the economy is doing better? How can you actually tell? You know, they say, it's doing better, and even the people that backed Trump up, and I was a person who voted for Trump. I just feel like so retarded for voting for him, because I can't even explain.
Well, Go ahead, Mike.
Well,
I was saying, it wasn't so much that I supported Trump as I opposed Hillary Clinton, and I'm still worried that she may step on back in next year.
I have the same feeling, and I mean, but if you think about it, Trump has given them everything they wanted anyways. So yeah. I mean, so it's like we, it's like if Obama had stayed in there still and never left, because, I mean, no matter what, I mean, the wars are still going. We got this guy I saw in the news the other day. Not even pay attention to these people because I'm done with it. But this guy is there saying we got to attack Iran because of the Japanese ships. My question is, what are we worried about Japanese ships for anyway? I'm thinking the Japanese.
Yeah, it's not our job to take care of Japan. Anyway, Jesse, got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Mike.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show and getting on back to Egypt. And little article here coming on out of Middle East Eye saying that the dramatic death Monday of Morsi, Egypt's only democratically elected president in recent history, was no surprise. And they're saying even the timing was ironic, just 2 weeks short of the sixth anniversary of his overthrow and arrest following the military coup which removed him from office 1 year into his presidency. They're saying the only surprise is that he lasted this long under the deplorable conditions they kept it in, because apparently he had his medical issues. They were not being treated. Okay, a little bit of embarrassment for the United States down in Venezuela. Apparently, the opposition government of Juan Guaido has been caught embezzling large amounts of the cash being sent in as humanitarian aid to Venezuela. They just came on in, they put it in their pocket, they walked away, and they got caught doing it. So I think that may throw some cold water on Guaido as the new president of Venezuela when he's going to act like that. Chinese President Xi Jinping is traveling to North Korea this week, could be there already, looking to strengthen the sometimes shaky bond between North Korea and China at a time when both are locked with the United States in disputes. In the case of China, it's trade. In the case of North Korea, it's nuclear weapons. So ultimately, what's going to happen is North Korea is being driven into China's sphere of influence by the way the United States handles this situation. Okay, apparently a U.S. B-52 bomber was flying on a course that was going to take it over Crimea, which is now Russian territory. So to nobody's surprise, two Sukhoi 27 fighter jets were sent on out to intercept it. And they basically, there were two separate incidents where they simply went up, and the video is posted, and they're flying near the bomber, but it's not dangerously close. But apparently they're saying that one of the B-52s subsequently made an emergency landing at RAF Mildenhall in Britain following what they're claiming to be an unrelated in-flight emergency, rendered lips. One of the U.S. strategic bombers was reportedly flying direct for the Crimean Peninsula over the Black Sea. So it's another provocation here. Now, this is what I said before about things are escalating, and Russia may be thinking about at least a symbolic gesture, pushing back. One of Russia's newest warships, the first-in-class Project 22350 frigate, the Admiral Gorshkov, it's their most modern warship, has entered the Caribbean and is likely headed toward Cuba. This, of course, is going to annoy the United States, because only the United States can sail up to other people's shorelines. All right, we got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RB.